This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
This is Let's Talk Horses on the RFD Radio Network. I'm Jason Vance. Joining me is Colleen Brady, an extension horse specialist at Purdue University, to talk about breeding a mare after foaling. And Colleen, what is the most important aspect of rebreeding a mare after foaling?
Well, one of the most important things you need to decide as a manager is if you're going to breed her on her foal heat or if you're going to wait until she reaches her 30-day heat cycle.
Which, what are the pros and cons of each of those?
Okay, well, first of all, if you're going to even consider breeding a mare on her foal heat, it needs to be a mare that had a problem-free pregnancy and an easy delivery. So mares come into estrus 9 to 10 days after the delivery of the foal, and it is actually a fertile estrus in most mares. About 80% of the mares will conceive or can conceive on foal heat, but a mare that had post-parturition infection, had difficulty delivering the foal, any of those kinds of things will have created enough stress to the uterus that it's unlikely that that mare will conceive on her foal heat. And so those mares, you're going to tend to want to wait until their second heat cycle, at which time the uterus has had time to kind of get back in shape and recover from the pregnancy and the foaling.
Obviously, you want to have the mare bred as soon as is feasible and where there's a good chance of success, but there's a lot of factors that need to be addressed, and each situation is going to be different, right?
Absolutely. And again, especially if you've had a mare that had a problem foaling, you'll probably want to work with a reproductive veterinarian to help you. There are some other things you can do, and a lot of factors do need to be considered. When you'll frequently see people want to do an early rebreed is if they have a mare that has foaled in May or June, and they're trying to move her foaling date up for the next year, closer to that January 1st target we have for most of our horses. And there are strategies we can use, like short cycling a mare, that after her foal heat, she can be treated with prostaglandin, which actually brings her back into that second heat 5 to 7 days earlier than she would normally, and is a lot of times a really good strategy for rebreeding that mare.
Now, some mares show obvious signs of heat, but others it's a little harder to tell for sure. What are some of the ways to make sure you know when that mare is cycling?
Okay, that's a great question, because it's especially a challenge with mares with a foal at their side to have an active teasing program, and especially depending on the mare's personality. She may be so concerned about protecting that small foal or that young foal that she's non-responsive to the stallion, even if she is in estrus. So this is another time that you may actually want to work with a veterinarian to do rectal palpation and ultrasound to actually determine if this mare is ready to be rebred, specifically in those cases where, because of the presence of the foal, the mare is more concerned about the foal than she is about responding to the stallion.
Which ultrasound and palpation seems to be more and more popular as time moves by.
Absolutely, and many breeding programs now depend 100% on rectal palpation and ultrasounding and do very little with teasing, especially in situations if you maybe are breeding one or two mares and you don't have a stallion on the property in order to tease, or if you're using ship semen or frozen semen and using artificial insemination. So again, there's not a stallion on the property. And again, that's really a place you need to get that equine reproductive veterinarian involved.
So what advice do you have for horse owners to successfully breed a mare fairly quickly after foaling?
Well, anything you can do ahead of time to help ensure that ease of delivery is really important. And part of that is to keep that mare fit and in good weight. Sometimes people overfeed their pregnant mares because they're, quote-unquote, feeding for two, or are reluctant to exercise their pregnant mares because they're getting so heavy and full. But it's really important to keep them in at least a light exercise program so that they're fit enough to have a relatively easy delivery. If there are any problems, call your veterinarian immediately. Any difficulty with foaling will have a negative effect on the ability to rebreed quickly. And then finally, determine what is your best strategy in terms of what's your target, that foal heat, the 30-day heat, or someplace in between that you can reach using some of our technologies and hormonal manipulation.
Colleen, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome, and thank you.
That's Colleen Brady, an extension equine specialist at Purdue University. She's been our guest on Let's Talk Horses on the RFD Radio Network. Thank you so much for listening, and please tune in next time for another edition of Let's Talk Horses.